Time to go talk to our pal, Freddie P., CanadianThinker.com. Freddie.
Yes.
How's your back from moving the snow? You all right?
No, I'm sorry. Those days are over. That's why I have a 25-year-old son.
Good call.
Yeah, there was somebody here in town was having a big sale on the snowblowers yesterday, and of course they were just flying out the front door, and somebody asked me, are you going to go buy a snowblower? I said, no, I got two teenage boys at home. I don't need a snowblower.
No, I don't blame you. You know, even if somebody gave you a snowblower and you had two teenage sons, you still wouldn't want to use it because that's part of being a teenager.
Yep, yeah.
Seeing the snow coming down and dreading going home because you have to shovel the driveway.
Yeah,
it's good for you.
I was actually very proud of my youngest boy yesterday because every time you get a decent little snowfall, he always prepares to take the shovel and walk up and down the street and offer to do the neighbor's driveways. And he'll usually say, you know, for $5 or something. And he said to me, at 13 years of age, he said, tomorrow, Dad, with all this snow, I'm going to go knock on the doors, offer to shovel the driveway. And when they say how much, he's going to say, how much are you willing to pay me?
Right.
And then, you know, someone may go, kid, you're great. Here's 20 bucks. Uh-huh. Here's 30 bucks. So I think he's on his way. He's a little entrepreneur, my boy.
I hope he doesn't have aspirations to work in radio.
No. Neither of my kids do.
Well, why would he when he'll make more shoveling snow?
Yeah, he's noticed my bank receipts lying around. He doesn't want to be in the same misery as old man is in his mid-40s.
All shovel snow and it's tax-free. And, right?
They
don't have consultants. They don't have consultants in snow shoveling, I don't think, anyway.
Yeah, there's no snow shoveling directors that tell us that we're doing things wrong.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, you really should shovel that snow quicker. Just get back to the snow.
90 seconds.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to shovel the snow. Listen, I don't want to die. I'm still a young man. I don't want to die, period. But I definitely don't want to die shoveling snow face first into a snowdrift. You know what I mean? That's really not the way I want
to
go.
It's a terrible way to go. A couple of ways you don't want to go. You don't want to go like Elvis on the throne, and you don't want to be found with your arse up in the air and your head in a bank.
I don't know about Elvis, though.
You wouldn't mind going
When you sit down and have that morning constitutional, you know how good that can feel sometimes? Who knows? Maybe Elvis went out in a rage of glory.
With his hands against the cold tile and his toes a-curling.
Yeah. Woo!
It's sometimes better than sex, isn't it, Freddie?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
All right, CanadianThinker.com. Freddie P., always a pleasure to have you on the line. You've been on your website quite a bit talking politics. What with the rumored federal election, I guess, coming possibly in March, and your thoughts on Stephen Harper and going after the big gig again?
Well, I've had a couple of thoughts on our two great leaders in federally, provincially. Stephen Harper, yeah, I mean, if this election happens at the end of March, which is the one rumor I've heard, you know, it's time for Canada to give Harper a majority government. If they don't, let me check that. Not Canada to give him a majority, Ontario, because elections are won and lost in Ontario.
Right.
And Ontario it seems to be very reluctant to back the Conservatives en masse in the province. So here's what I'm saying about Stephen Harper. He's done a pretty good job the 5 years that he's been prime minister with a minority government. He steered us through the worldwide recession pretty good. Country's in pretty good shape right now. In fact, I'd say it's in good shape compared to the rest of the world. I think he deserves a majority. If Ontario decides they can't give the guy a majority and it's another minority, I think he should walk away. Because Stephen Harper at this point could go into the private sector and make millions.
Well, what do you do if Stephen Harper walks away? Who leads the Conservatives then?
Oh, I don't know. Does it matter? I mean, seriously, does it matter? If Ontario, after this performance by the Harper government, doesn't want to give him a majority, does it really matter who the leader is?
You know, it's interesting reading your website, Freddie, because I always like going to the comments section. And so many people, and you've said this many times, but it's very true in that There is something that liberal fans hate about Stephen Harper, yet can never really pinpoint it or say so. And yet they're constantly on your site talking about the good work, supposedly, that Chrétien did, that Paul Martin did. And it's unbelievable. You shake your head. You look back, all I can remember, and I'm not a huge follower of politics. I think I'm probably an average kind of Joe when it comes to it. Uh-huh. And when I think Chrétien and liberals, all I think is scandal. That's all I remember.
Yes, but, you know, and we'll get to Dalton McGuinty in a moment, but that's just the nature of the beast, Craig, for whatever reason. You know, they used to call John Chrétien the Teflon Man. Everything would just slide off him. Who can explain it? But, you know, it's just a cultural thing in Ontario. When I say culture, I mean political culture. For liberals, it's got nothing to do with race or religion or anything like that. Just the political culture is that you are suspect of conservatives, you don't trust them, you don't like them for what they represent, end of story. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we have to overcome in Ontario. Maybe it's time, I don't know, because, you know, the conservatives weren't that far away from a majority. I mean, it's on the horizon if a few things turn around in Ontario. But, yeah, I've always been mystified by it. You know, people take a strip off Harper and you ask them, why, you know, what exactly do you not like about the man? And often it comes down to his sweaters and his hair. So, honestly, I don't know what. I don't know what to think at this point.
Well, and Fred, the good thing, I guess, for Harper and the conservatives is that when you look at his opposition right now, it's terrible. You know, I mean, Ignatieff, he's going to stand a chance at winning, and I know they're going to go at him full guns when it comes to his leaving Canada and teaching in Harvard for all those years. So really, it's a great time for Harper to do this because it should be a slam dunk.
Exactly. And if it's not, Harper should, you know, the day after the election, say thank you very much. I don't even know who the deputy prime minister is right now, or they should have a leadership convention. And he should walk away. He's done his job. He's done a good job. His legacy will just be fine. And he can go into the private sector and make millions of dollars.
And I
think he deserves it.
I know you were disappointed missing Dalton McGuinty at your radio stations, Freddie.
Yeah. I mean, there's another story now, like Dalton McGuinty. I mean, we have that election coming up in the fall, and he's going to run for re-election. And I'll tell you, if Ontarians haven't had enough of this guy now after how many years, 7, 8, whatever it is, that's something else I can't explain. All he's done is lie in your face for 8 years. Everything he said he would do, a lot of it he didn't, and a lot of the things he said he wouldn't do, he has done. The man is a liar. He's extremely untrustworthy. Yet, it will be the job of Tim Hudak and the Progressive Conservatives to prove that they deserve to be in office. They've got a mountain to climb because in Ontario, I don't know what it is. A Liberal's allowed to lie for some reason and get away with it. So it'll be very... Rocco Rossi, here's a little sidebar. He ran for mayor of Toronto. Now, he's been a longtime Liberal, a big fundraiser both provincially and federally for the Liberals. He jumped ship yesterday. He walked over to the Conservatives. He's going to run for the Conservatives. So it's made a big splash in the GTA. But I think it's great because I think a guy like Rocco Rossi, he looks and says, you know what? My moral standards will not allow me to be part of this government, this McGuinty government. And I applaud the guy.
It's interesting, and I guess he pulled a bit of a Belinda Stronach, and there's a great article in Maclean's, the most recent one, on Stephen Harper. Anybody who doesn't like the man and wants to know a little bit more about him, it's a great, well-written insight into the man, and it talks about Belinda Stronach in the Maclean article and how she wasn't missed for 1 second when she hopped over to the Liberal side.
No, and those things happen, and I mean, you have to look at each one individually. The Rocco Rossi one is very surprising, though, because he was such a staunch Liberal, and you know, people. You know, a lot of people might accuse him and say, oh, okay, you know, the Liberals don't have a chance in Ontario this time around. Well, yes, Liberals always have a chance in Ontario. But maybe, you know, I would really like to get the story. Maybe, I mean, I couldn't work with Dalton McGuinty.
No.
I mean, seriously. If he was my brother, I'd have trouble working with him. He's such a liar. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out between now and the fall and how Ontario reacts to this leader who, in my estimation, has been the most vile in the history of Ontario politics.
And on that note, Freddie, we will move along and continue daily to read CanadianThinker.com.
I'm loving you!